Father Celery with this week's focus, a Feast of Epiphanies. Dear friends, these first verses from the second chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel are among the most action-packed accounts found in the whole 66 books of the Bible. A Hollywood scriptwriter would be hard-pressed to match the inspiration and the intrigue, the triumph and the treachery. As a preacher, I'm swamped with the symbolic richness of this Gospel, and a short reflection doesn't do it justice. But let's try. One brief definition of epiphany is a sudden intuitive insight into the essential meaning of something. Our gospel for the Feast of the Epiphany is literally a feast of epiphanies. It's chock full of insights into the meaning of the coming of Christ and the transformation it promises for you and me and for all the people of the world. Start with the vision of the Magi. They had devoted their lives to studying the heavens, and then suddenly there was a brilliant light they'd never seen before and couldn't explain. They dropped everything and set to follow the star mile after mile over mountains and deserts, fixed faithfully on the celestial signpost that led them to the newborn Jesus. What star do you follow? Where does it lead you? Does it lead to Jesus? Or is it all about getting and keeping more stuff, filling the hole in our souls with things? Maybe it's a bigger paycheck, a bigger house, season tickets, the best table, the latest iPad, the hippest sneakers. And they're all really great stuff to have. But go to as many funerals as I do, and they shrink to insignificance. The Magi got it right the first time. Follow your star to Jesus, his love, his way. They are really all that endures. All four Gospels have many examples of the Messiah and of the chosen people reaching out to all the people of God's creation. But this is the very first, and this time the star reached very far, all the way to Persia. You and I walk in the footsteps of the Magi. Our home is even more distant than Persia. We follow Christ from across cultures and across millennia. The gates of heaven have been thrown open to us. No matter how humble our condition, we stand before the throne of God no less noble than the kings, no less than beloved than the prophets, no less entitled than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Magi didn't come empty-handed, and neither should we. Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, doesn't need gold and frankincense and myrrh. All creation does his bidding. But he does want us to give back for our own sake, to express our gratitude. In other words, to get some skin in the game. Our gifts, our tithes, our charity, our service, all don't buy us God's love and our redemption. Those are gifts outright. The Magi didn't bribe the star to lead them to Jesus, and they didn't pay off Mary and Joseph to see their child. They humbly laid their gifts at the feet of the newborn king in adoration, in gratitude and in awe. And so should we. And then there's Herod. The world has seen his like so many times before and since. In his self-centered soul, the epiphany is all about him. It's an opportunity to eliminate a potential rival, no matter what the cost. Deceit, deception, mass murder. These are the things that happen to other people. They are the average tyrant's cost of doing business. Haven't we all got a tiny bit of Herod in each of us? We take life on our terms. We're the arbiters of good and evil. And what we think is going to be good for us, we almost always see as the obvious good. We don't operate on the same scale or with the same rapacity as Herod, but we let our egos lead us around by the nose. Epiphany is a good time to alter that course. Only Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. It's time to follow the star to Jesus. But the Magi didn't journey alone. They journeyed together, and so should we. Jesus is waiting in joyful praise and adoration. Let's follow that star together. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. Follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.